The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
The practice of mindfulness that maybe will be helpful this morning as you go along is that mindfulness practice is meant to be an antidote to being caught up in things, caught up in your mind, preoccupied. And I think all of you know how easy it is to for the mind to be very strongly, have a very strong pull into the worlds of our concerns, our preoccupations, our fantasies, our thoughts, our images. And so, you know, you can let go of it for a moment and go right back in. Or you can't even let go of it because the churning of the mind is so strong. And sometimes when people are mindful of how caught up they are in their thoughts and their concerns, their mindfulness is not very strong. They might kind of, it's almost like a checklist, you know, oh, I'm thinking. And then they merrily go along thinking. Or they keep thinking, and they kind of think they're mindful, they're kind of with their breath, but then in the background this thinking still goes on because it's not really acknowledged. And part of the art of mindfulness practice is to have a kind of mindfulness that is clear or strong or a full acknowledgement of something. So like you're a little bit like you're standing on both feet. You're independent, you're standing on your own 2 feet, you're well stable, and you're looking at something and you clearly see it. I see it. It's not like you're glancing at it off the side of your, you know, oh, there it is, you know, kind of like pushing it away. You almost like you turn towards something. I see it. This is what I see. If you're with the breathing, you're kind of, you're really there. If your mind is caught up in thoughts and you acknowledge that, you take a moment to really kind of like, oh, this is what's happening. I'm thinking. So there's a real clear, fuller acknowledgement. And in that fuller acknowledgement is a stepping back where you're not kind of lost in the experience. You're not caught in the experience quite as much. So that's kind of the background to what I'm going to say. This is kind of pretty standard. I've said this stuff before. And I might have said that what I'm going to say next also, but so I still think it's good. And that is, when you do this full acknowledgement, something that helps you to kind of fully recognize, you know, thinking, to help you with the disentanglement, to not be so caught in what you're thinking about, I find it helpful to have a particular perspective on what's happening, to bring a perspective to it, understanding to what's happening. And I call it the wow perspective. Wow understanding. Wow, amazing. Amazing that a human mind should be thinking about that anything at all. Isn't it amazing that there are thoughts in this universe? I mean, how did this happen? Out of the Big Bang, you know, a few billion years later, you know, wow, there's this person that's thinking, or a person who has feelings, or the person, there's someone blowing the leaf blower. And not only that, but there's this capacity even to hear it and be annoyed. Isn't that amazing? Wow. And somehow, if you can get to the wow, chances are you're not entangled. You've stepped back a little bit and kind of get the kind of bird's eye view or something of it all. And the art, again, of mindfulness is to, if you do the wow thing, is to do it in a way that doesn't spin you out in more thoughts. But do it in a way that kind of silences the mind, quiets the mind. Kind of like you've seen one of the great wonders of the universe, and you're just silenced by it. Wow. Isn't it amazing if you look into your own mind and that's what happened? Wow. And then you're there. Just there with it. So maybe that's interesting today. You can experiment with wowness. And if there's nothing worth being amazed by in your experience this morning, then just do your practice matter-of-factly. Thank you.